Good morning, everyone. It's a blessing to be here again this Sunday to spend time with you and see everyone. And I've been thinking lately about the life, kind of the thought that we spend a lot of time on living this life. On the world here, we work and we study about working, and I'm talking to myself especially too, just how it's easy to spend a vast majority of your time on things that don't necessarily help us progress as a Christian or whatever. It's easy to spend most of the time studying about the day, or studying about work and everything. Is it not on?
I don't think so.
Is that better?
Jane's not here this week.
Oh, no, Russell's, there's not even any batteries. Well, I'll try to make up for it, but... So I had come across the verse this week that, and we all know it, I'm pretty sure, about striving to enter. And we're supposed to strive to enter in. And there's the verse, because wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. But the narrow path is the one that we're supposed to strive for. Appreciate it. In Luke 14, you don't have to turn there, but, or it's Luke 13, 24. Strive to enter through the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter and not be able. This is where the disciples had been going through the cities, and the disciples asked him, and someone said to him, "Lord, are there just a few who are being saved?" And he said to them, "Strive to enter through the narrow door, for many will not be able." And then, so I guess my thought was that we ought to just spend time for the Lord, read His Word, pray, and not get too caught up in the worldly things. And I had another place that says, I thought of what it says, where your treasure is, your heart will be. If your treasure is here on earth, you want to be successful, then your heart will be the same place. I didn't look up that verse, but I think that's about what it said. So that's the main thing I thought, and mainly to myself as well, just to spend time for the Lord and I'm sure, and with the family too, just good to have time. Does anyone have any thoughts, or especially any prayer requests? Yes, the Russells as they're traveling. Well, let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we come before you today. We want to thank you for your blessings and for the time to spend together with each other. Help us to learn from your word in the message, and just help us to serve you. Pray a special blessing for the Russells as they travel. Keep them safe, as is your will. And just want to thank you again. Amen.